Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give all the praise. Come on and pray. that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning to everyone from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. I am your host this morning, Teresa, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. That's right. On this beautiful, beautiful Thursday morning, just want to say hello to you and hope that you are ready to start your day. And I hope that you are starting your day with a praise. Come on, somebody. Praise from your lips. Put your hands in the air. Amen. And give God some praise, because God inhabit the praises of his people. Did you know that? God inhabit the praises of his people. God loves it when we praise him. Come on, somebody. So this morning, I tell you, I'm up, my eyes wide open. I'm just thankful to the Most High God that I am in my right mind and that I was able to show up this morning and talk with you, getting ready to do some chit-chatting today. And so before I do that, guys, if you would like to hear the show live, you can do so by dialing error code 563-999-3467. I meant via cell phone, okay, because I am live. But if you want to just call in and listen from your cell phone, you can do so, or either keep it locked where you just listen to me via internet. That's okay. So I do appreciate your time, and I do appreciate you coming and just listening to what is being said on this podcast. Well, guys, I tell you, today I want to look at the temperature. It was a little hot yesterday, guys. It says that it's right now it's going to be mostly sunny today, and it's 78 degrees, but it's going to get up to 98 degrees, I believe it is. And so, beloved, it's kind of hot, okay? It is a little hot. And so, I dare you, being hot, honey, me and this heat here, we ain't working out a little bit. But you know what? Okay, it is what it is. I thank the Most High God anyhow. Come on, somebody. So it is going to get a little hot today. So make sure, guys, that you consume a lot of fluids today. And I'm not talking about that soda pop. I'm talking about some water. Put some water in your system, okay? Make sure you are drinking some water. Well, guys, you know, I want to talk about something that really bugs me a little bit. You know, a lot of people, you find people in the world who do not care about your stuff. They don't respect your private life. They don't respect your houses or your cars, you know. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Let me tell you. I live in a subdivision, right? And we had the home built, I would say, in 2005, okay, from the ground, okay. And there's a house across the street from my home. And I guess the owner decided it was going to rent this house out to Section 8 people. And there's nothing wrong with people who is on Section 8. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody needs a little help and everybody needs somewhere to stay. That's not the problem, is when they don't respect your property. And so they decided that they're going to park their car in front of my mailbox. And the mailman is not going to deliver mail when they got to get out their vehicle just to put mail in your box and reach across a car to do so. So this car is blocking our mailbox, so we can't get, you know, any mail. You know what I'm saying? And so yesterday I told them about it. And they said, oh, I'm going to call my cousin. It broke down, and I'm going to call my cousin. I said, well, if you could just push it out of the way, push it away from the mailbox, because you are keeping me from getting my mail. You know what I'm saying? And so he said he would, but still out there, guys. And I remember before I bought my car that I have now, I had this other car, and I think it was a Nissan Sentra. And a black lady just got out of her car and just, boom, hit my car. Looked at me, closed her door, and walked off like she didn't do anything wrong. Didn't even say, please forgive me. You know, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to hit your car. You know, because had that been me, I would have said, ma'am, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to hit your car. And, you know, and the people across the street, all they had to do was ring the doorbell and say, ma'am, I'm sorry, but my car broke down, and is it okay if I leave it out here because I have no way of getting it fixed right now, or blah, blah, blah. You don't just hop out your car, leave it in front of people's mailboxes, and then leave. No. It's time to call the wrecker, okay? And that's wrong. You know, that's wrong. And that's why I'm saying, you know, people, they don't respect your life. They don't respect your things that you work hard for. You know, you have people out there trying to take it, you know, trying to figure out a way how to get what you work so hard for or try to destroy what you work so hard for. You know what I'm saying? And that's sad. That's sad. You know, I used to wonder why people with a lot of money feel the way they feel and they act the way they act, because you have people out here who do not respect you, do not respect your things, do not respect you, your property, nothing, you know. And what happened to the hospitality, people respecting each other and loving each other and caring about other people, you know? And you could tell these people across the street, because they have like 6 and 7 cars over there cussing and shooting guns. And, you know, they have that project mentality. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm not saying all black people act that way, because I'm black. And I'm not trying to make my race of people look bad, but they make their own self look bad. You know, they have nobody to blame but themselves. And so they're across there, you know, they're acting like they don't know. You know, come on. You know, you move into a nice subdivision. At least, you can't. Look at here. You can't make somebody be something they're not. You know, it goes back to home training. If you have not been trained right, it's going to show. I don't care. If you was to take a person who don't know how to, how would I say? I want to say this respectfully. If you take a person who don't even know anything about conducting business and you put them at the head of your business, you're not going to have a business long. In other words, if the person don't have wisdom, then the Bible says you're a fool and the money shall depart. And so this person, they're going to run your company in the ground because they don't have wisdom. They don't know. They don't have the know-how. And so I think a lot of people are trained differently. I was trained to respect people. I was trained to show hospitality, you know, care about people for real and not set out to hurt them or to destroy them. You know, that's how I was trained. But a lot of people are not trained that way. A lot of people are, they don't, you know, they don't respect other people. They just think they're entitled, you know, they deserve, or wherever they go, they want to tear down that community instead of acting like respectful people. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. It does something to me. But, you know, hopefully they'll move that car today. If not, the wrecker going to come and get the car. You know, because you cannot keep your stuff in front of people's mailbox and expect, you know, them to say it's okay. You just because something happened to you, don't bring it on your neighbors. You don't, they don't even know me. I don't even know their names. but yet they feel, you know, the street, they can just do whatever because it's in the street. No, it's in front of the mailbox, and you got to move that car. And so something has to be done. Something has to be done. I'm sorry. You know, I hate for them to, you know, go through this, but something has to be done. And so, you know, so I'm just, you know, hoping that they get it together, you know. And so that kind of like burned my chickens a little bit, you know, just to have people just don't care about nothing, you know. And it shows. And it's a sad day, you know, that people, and I understand people may be going through and, you know, feeling a certain way, but come on, don't cause another person to go through this because you know, you feel in a certain way. No, you don't do that. And so, yeah, so I'm going to see what happens, guys. I don't know, but I definitely want to see what happens and see, you know, what needs to be done. But, yeah. And so, yeah, so, guys, I am thinking about going back into the studio and doing another indie project. There's a lot of things I want to do, and I want to say a shout-out to my secretary who joined me and who's going to be doing a lot of assisting me in a lot of things that I'm doing. So shout out to Carolyn Stinson. Thank you so much. Love you, girl. You always been with me. I've been knowing her since 2009. And I know her character. I know who she is. You know, she's always been there with me. And I can truly say out of her, she is one woman. I can truly say, never been jealous of me, never competed with me, never backbite or talked against me, a gossip. She's not a gossiper, and I love that about her. And she's my true friend. And if she's a friend, she's a friend. Amen. She's almost like my sister. She's a little older than me, but she's like my sister, you know. So she's definitely going to be doing some traveling with me as well. But just want to just want to say hello to her and welcome her aboard. So there's a lot of things getting ready to pop off here on Serve It Up Now and Fresh Wind and Fire. And guys, if you have not started following my YouTube channels, did I say channel or channels? Go ahead and start following them. One of them is Dr. Teresa A. Graham. Go over there and click that subscribe button, because on that channel I'm just going to be preaching and teaching, doing ministry on that channel. When I'm out and about preaching at different churches, I'm going to be broadcasting it live on YouTube. And also, beloved, if you have not started following Risa TRV Living, that's the channel where I'm going to be going on trips in my RV. Very soon I will have an RV. So definitely I want you guys to definitely join me there. Let's see. I think that's about it. Definitely want you to definitely, you know, join me, because I would love to have you guys be a part of our growing family here on Serve It Up Now, on Risa TRV Living, and Dr. Teresa Graham, okay? Because I will be releasing little videos here and there of past things that I've done, events, conferences, or revivals that I've hosted and been a part of. So definitely I want you guys to, you know, be a part of that. What else I wanted to say? So today, guys, I hope that you are really planning a good day today. You know, like I said, I got a lot going on today, and I'm excited about today and what today is going to bring. I really am. I'm very much excited. And can't wait. I can't wait to see what the Most High God is doing in my life and for me and what he has prepared for me. Amen. I'm excited about that. I really am. I'm so excited about that. And guys, I hope that you're getting excited too about what God is going to do in your life, you know? So, yeah. So with that said, guys, I'm going to end this broadcast. I'm going to get myself ready because I got a lot of things I got to do today. And hopefully I can get them done. And I got a lot of projects I want to finish today as well. So with that said, guys, I want you guys to stay safe, okay? Stay safe. And be careful out there. Like I said, go ahead and drink you plenty of waters, honey, because it's hot here in Texas. And so, guys, I tell you. But you know what? I do love Texas, though. You know, I moved here in 2003. And I tell you, I really love Texas. Texas is a big state. And you have a lot of friendly, giving people here. And you have a lot of people think they're entitled. You know, they feel some entitlement. I don't know. But they feel, you know, like, hey, you need to bow down to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not used to that. You know, I'm not used to that. You know, when I sit down sometime and I look back over my childhood, I miss being a child. I'm just going to say it how I feel it. I miss it because I was around real, genuine people. Amen? And I was around people who showed respect to each other, who showed love. And my mother, she raised me that way. To love people, to show respect, have respect for other people's things. You know, my mom, she was a good mother. I mean, oh my goodness, I wouldn't trade my mother for nothing in the world. At times I thought she was a little hard on me, but it was for my good. Amen, because my mother did not want me to make mistakes that she made. And I was very hard on my children. I didn't want them to make mistakes that I made. And so I saw the love of my mother as I got, you know, as I reached the adult age. I realized that it wasn't my mother, it was me. And you have kids today, honey, they don't have no respect. They just say anything out their mouth to their parents. Back then in the day, honey, You talk back if you want to. You're going to find yourself getting up off the floor if you can get up. You might get up with a limp because they didn't play that back there, you know. And I miss that, you know, because I see these young people, they just don't have respect for authority. They don't have respect for their parents. They don't have respect for anybody. But yet they want to blame you, the law, when the law is trying to keep them to teach them how to follow the law, they want to break the law. You don't do that in life. You do not do that in life. And that's what's wrong with people today. They break the law and then they want to blame somebody else for what they did instead of following the law. You could tell if they don't follow the law of the land, they're not going to follow the law of God. You see what I'm saying? It's sad. It's sad, and it breaks my heart just to see how people are, you know. I don't know, because I tell you, my children are grown and gone, but they'll tell you, they are not, I'll get rid of it, they ain't, but my children is not going to stand up in my face and talk back to me. No, they're not. I don't care how grown you get. You're going to respect me. You know, if you don't like what I say, then I think you just need to go on and get your own place, move on, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, okay? Because my mom, if she was here, she'd tell you, she have never in her life ever heard me use profanity. Never. My mom can tell you, if she was here, she have never heard me use profanity. Because I'm not a cusser, for one. And I don't like cussing. And so I always learn how to respect my elders, whether I agree with them or not. I still have to respect them. Sometimes your elders will tell you things and you don't agree with it. Go and shut your mouth, get alone, sit down and pray and ask God, Lord, what are they trying to tell me, or what are they telling me? What should I learn from what they said? Something, you know what I'm saying? That's wisdom. But you have these young people, baby, they'll talk back with flip mouth and everything else. See, I don't know, guys. This new generation that we got today, the parents can't do nothing with them. Because they feel children, that shows that they don't love them. No, if you withhold the rod from your child, then guess what? That means you don't love them. Not saying you abuse them and beat them up and knock them around and kick them and all. No, you don't do your children like that. But you let your yay mean yeah and your no mean no. You know, if you tell your child, no, you can't have that, and the child keep whining and whining and you give into it, that, duh, what kind of parenting skills is that? No, when you tell your child, no, you're not getting this here, you're going to eat your dinner first, and then you may have a little dessert. But if the child falling all over the floor, kicking and screaming until they get the dessert, what have you taught that child? Nothing. You're going to have a spoiled child that's going to raise up and shame you. You're going to become shame because that child going to start doing you all kind of way. You know, when I was raising my kids, I did not play. I did not wrestle with my sons on no floor, and I didn't toy around with my daughters, okay? I have four children, and I had five, but my daughter, Sherry, she died in a house fire because of a house fire. But my four kids will tell you, whatever I say, that's what it is, okay? That's what it is. I love my children, and yes, I whipped their behind. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I didn't, you know, knock them around or carrying on, you know, like kicking them and mistreating them. No, I didn't do that. But I did that. But yes, Teresa did, because I didn't play. I love my babies, but I don't take no mess now. They gonna respect their mama, period. And if you can't respect me, see ya. Get goes. Bye. Because I don't have time. I don't tolerate foolishness and disrespect. I don't do that. I love people. I love strangers. I don't care who you are. I'm gonna love you. But now, if you get on the wrong side, as they say, then you're going to see Teresa for real, for real, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I respect people, and I demand respect. And I'm going to get respect, period. Okay? Let's not get it twisted. I'm going to get respect. Amen? And I don't like seeing people being done all kind of way and used and abused and, you know what I'm saying, hurting and stuff like that. It does something to me. I don't want to see anybody crying. That does something to me, you know, because all I want to do is hold them and say it's going to be okay. You can do this. You can make, I'm always somebody's cheerleader, and that's who God created me to be, to exhort you into your destiny, to speak to your purpose and your plan, and love on you for a while. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind doing that. Amen? I don't mind celebrating women and men. I don't mind celebrating children. Whatever God created you for, I want to see you be that. Go and be all that you can be for the Most High God. And that's what I love, beloved. I love that. I want to see everybody happy. I want to see everybody going around loving each other and doing what's right. Amen. Amen. What about y'all? Do y'all love seeing other people love each other and care about each other? I do. That's what I want to see, guys. I want to see that because it means so much to me, you know, just to show love. I am Jesus Christ, Yeshua's disciple. Yeah. Amen. Because of my love walk. I do have the fruit of the Spirit. The number one important fruit of the Spirit is love. Huh? That's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And I have that. I want everybody to be happy. Amen. Everybody. Not somebody. Not. You know what I'm saying? I want you all to be happy, beloved. What about you today? Amen. 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 God is good, isn't he? Isn't he good? Amen. Well, guys, I just want to come and just talk a little bit because this morning I had to get that off my chest, you know. When you have somebody who don't respect your property, they feel they can do anything and you don't say anything about it, then, you know, it becomes a problem. It really does. It becomes a problem. So with that said, guys, I'm going to end this show. And I pray that you be with me tomorrow morning. Amen. I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but I would love for you to join me in the morning. And if you have not started following this show, please go ahead and click that pink follow button and become a part of Serve It Up Now. And if you would like to be a guest on the show, please go to serveitupnow.com. Fill out the contact information. I want to start doing something new on the platform. I want to start having guests on Saturdays. And then that way, you guys can be a part of the show, okay? So with that said, guys, I want to say stay safe today. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next show. Guys, you go in peace. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.